Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance. Today is Monday, April 10th, 2023. Give honor to God who is head of our life. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Thank you for joining God here with us this morning, a day that we have never seen before. So I urge each and every one of you, while your phone is on mute, I urge you to claim, rejoice, agree, call out names, throw out whatever you feel that God leads your heart as they are praying. And you all made a good decision this morning, putting God first, starting your day in the Word. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, who is head of our life. So, at this moment, there's anyone that are willing to sing this morning or worship in song?
Yes, praise the Lord. It's Sister Horsley here. I'd like to sing, "I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me." I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I was lost deep in sin, but Jesus lifted me. Say, I was lost living deep in sin, but Jesus lifted me. I was lost living deep in sin, but Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Singing glory, hallelujah. One more time. Glory, hallelujah. So glad that Jesus lifted me. God bless you.
Oh, yes. Thank you for that song. Amen. Amen. And I hope while you was on mute, you jumped in when you can. See? The words that you can follow are song to song with her on mute. Hallelujah. Is there another that willing to sing a song of worship? Right? Right now, I can't come up. It won't come out. I'm not a singer, but I can sing when it comes to God. I can make a joyful noise. But the words is not flowing right now. Let me see. Wonderful God, we love you so. Oh, yes, we do. Wonderful God, wonderful God, we love you so. Wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful God, we love you so. Hallelujah, 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 wonderful God. Okay. There's another. Okay. So what we're going to do right now, we're not going to petition God for anything. What we're going to do is just give him praise for what we already prayed for, that we received, that we're waiting on, or that he's done for anybody that you know, that whatever your heart is laid to praise for, let's praise him. Everybody unmute your lines and come in and let's give Lord praise and thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning. First of all, thank you, Father, for allowing us to see this new day. This is a new day, oh God. This is the day you have made.
In the name of Jesus.
And be glad in our minds. Lord, we thank you
in the name of Jesus
for waking us up.
We appreciate you.
We thank you, Lord, for starting us on out.
And all that you're doing and all that you're about to do in our lives.
Your mercy. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you, Jesus,
thank you, Lord,
for your loving kindness, oh God, that endures to all generations, Lord. We want to thank you for blessing us all, Lord. Thank you for keeping us through another resurrection Sunday, oh God. You kept us through this weekend, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh God, for how you just pour out your many blessings upon us every day. Lord, we thank you. Oh God, for the blood yet running warm in our veins. We thank you for the activities of our limbs this morning. We want to thank you for giving us a mind of praise. We want to thank you for giving us a mind to worship. Oh God,
we
mind to continue to press on the mark of the high calling.
Lord,
we thank you for our loved ones, our family and friends. Thank you for our children, our grands, our great grands. Lord, continue to bless
us.
Thank you for our health. Thank you for our strength. Lord, we thank you, God, for your holy word. Thank you for your grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your precious blood that you shed on Calvary, oh God, that we may have the right to eternal life. We thank you for the eternal life that we enjoy. We thank you for the abundant life that we enjoy even now. Lord, we thank you for your promises. We thank you, God, for to stand on every word that you promised us, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for you said this. You was wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised for our iniquities. Now you're chastised and it's by your stripes we are. Thank you for healing this morning. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for redeeming us, oh God, out of the hands of the enemy, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the peace that we enjoy in you, Lord. Thank you for the love, the peace, the love, the joy. Thank you for your wisdom today, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for your knowledge and your understanding. Lord, we ask that you would, oh, God, continue to open our eyes to your many blessings, oh, God. Every day you load us with your benefits, oh, God, both spiritual and natural. Lord, we come to say thank you. We let you know we appreciate all that you have blessed us to have. Lord, we are so grateful that we are the chosen people, that we are a holy nation, that we are peculiar people, that we should show all your praises. Thank you, Lord, that we are called into the beloved. Thank you that we are part of the ecclesia. We're so grateful today that you included us, oh God, in your plan of salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are the Lamb. You are the Lamb. The taketh away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done, for all that you are yet going to do in our lives. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our strength. Thank you for our health. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, for all that you bestowed upon us. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your deliverance. Thank you for delivering us, your people, oh, God. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, Lord, that's due your name. We bow down before you. We reverence and adore you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy God. Holy are you, Lord. Oh, God, we give you praise, oh, God. There's none like you. There's none like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We exalt your name. We exalt you. We exalt you. We magnify you, Jesus. Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're high and lifted up, oh God. And you're worthy to be praised. You're high and lifted up, oh God. And you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory be to God. Glory bless your name, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Worthy, Jesus. So magnify you, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgive us all thy iniquities, who heal us all thy diseases. Yes, Lord. You're worthy, Elyon. Hallelujah, Lord. You're the most high God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, you're omnipotent. You're all-powerful, oh God. All power and all might is in your hand, Lord. Oh, God, you're everywhere at the same time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We know everything, Lord. Lord, you know all things, oh God. And we know everything is working together for our good. Everything is working together. All things are working together for our good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You reign, Lord. You rule and you reign, oh God. You super rule. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bow down before you. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Who was it is and is to come. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Our soul magnify you. Yes, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. We reverence you, Lord. We reverence your holiness. We reverence your splendor, Lord. We reverence your majesty, Lord. We reverence your holy name, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah. 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 Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your will be done. Let your will be done, O God, on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I will so magnify you, Lord. Oh, God, I'll so love you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank everyone for all the praises, for the praises that have went up. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So, at this time, the line is open for those who would like to start off and lead off a prayer this morning in prayer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't mind starting in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you this morning because we need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we come this morning, oh God, because we desire, oh God, more of your wisdom, more of your knowledge, more of your understanding, Lord. Lord, we lifting our eyes up into the hills, Lord, from whence cometh our help, oh God. And we know our help is coming from you, Lord, for you are the maker of heaven and earth, oh God. Oh God, we come this morning, oh God. You said if my people will call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Oh God, then you said you would hear from heaven, forgive our sins and heal our land. Lord, we know our land is sick this morning. But Lord, before we go any further, we just want to exalt your name the more. Lord, you are so great and you're greatly to be praised. Lord, you know all things. Oh God, oh God, you're everywhere at the same time, and all power and might is in your hand. Lord, there is no other God like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you're righteous, you're holy, you're faithful, oh God. Oh God, you change not. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we bow down before your holiness. We reverence your name, oh God, your name that's above every name. Oh God, we're so grateful today that we serve a risen Savior. Hallelujah, Jesus. We adore you. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord God. Oh God, there is none like you in all the earth. Oh God, we thank you. There's no other like you anywhere, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for being our creator. We thank you that you are our Lord, our Savior, our healer. We want to thank you, Lord, that you're our deliverer this morning, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for being so faithful to us, oh God. We want to thank you for being our good shepherd. Hallelujah. Lord, and we shall not want. Lord, we are so grateful that you are our provider. You are our divine protector, oh God. Oh God, you are our refuge. You are our strength this morning, Lord. And yes, you are our very present help in the time of trouble. And Lord, we come this morning to say thank you, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for delivering us from all types of dangers, known as well as unknown. Lord, we thank you, God, that you brought us through, oh God. You brought us over. You brought us out over every problem, over every situation, oh God. You brought us out. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Jesus, for that precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, we remember how you suffered for us, oh God. And Lord, you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquities and the chastisement of our peace is upon you. And by your stripes, we are healed this morning, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you today, Lord, for all that you've been doing in our lives. Oh, God, we ask you too, to forgive us of every sin known as well as unknown. Forgive us of sins of omission as well as sins of commission. Wash us, oh, God, in your precious blood. Create in us this morning a clean heart, renewing a right spirit within us. We desire, oh God, to be more like you, oh God, in our words, in our thoughts, oh God, even in our deeds. Hey, God. Oh God, we desire, oh God, to be transformed into your image more and more, day by day, moment by moment, Lord. Hallelujah. We desire to be changed by the power of your precious Holy Spirit. Oh, God, we ask that you would move on behalf of the saints that's on this prayer line on today, Lord. Lord, we're not coming for any form of fashion. We're not coming, oh, God, for any accolades of men, but we are here in obedience to your word. And we desire, oh, God, to learn the more of you, Lord. Oh, God, we come hungry, Lord. We come thirsty this morning, oh, God. You say they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, you said they shall be filled. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Oh, God, we are in great expectation of what you're going to do in the lives of your people here gathered this morning. Remember our dear Pastor Bundage, oh, God, the visionary of this great ministry. Lord, forever strengthen her, Lord. Continue, oh, God, just to let your perfect will be done in her life. And all of those on this prayer line, Lord, all the clergy, all the saints, as press they win, they wait in this morning to prayer. Oh, God, we ask that you will continually bless us as we delight ourselves in you, Lord. You promise to give us the desires of our hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, we desire our loved ones saved this morning. We desire those that's not saved in our families that they be saved, God. Hear our cry this morning. Hear our plea this morning, Lord. We cry out, Lord, for our sons. We cry out, Lord, for our daughters. We cry out this morning for our grandsons and granddaughters. We cry out for children everywhere, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, keep them protected, oh, God. Keep them under the power of your blood, oh, God. Protect our children as they go out and as they come in, oh, God. We pray for your divine protection of all young people everywhere, God. Oh, God, if some is in school and some are yet on their spring break, but, God, we pray for your divine protection upon all children everywhere. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, keep them from the evil one. Keep them from the pedophile. Keep them from those, oh, God, who will abuse them. God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we ask, oh, God, that they stay covered under your blood. Give them a mind to be saved. Give them a mind to draw closer to you, Lord. Save their souls, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray that you would save those who are unsaved everywhere, God, in our families and everywhere else, oh, God. Save before it's too late, oh, God. Oh, God, we know that you said in your word that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So, Lord, we pray, oh, God, for those that are not saved everywhere. Remember the bereaved today, God. Grant them, oh, God. Oh, God, the spirit, oh, God, that oil of joy, oh, God, for their spirit of mourning, oh, God. Grant them the garment of praise, oh, God, for the spirit of heaviness. Lord, wrap them in your loving arms, oh, God. You are the God of all comfort and all consolation, Lord. Lord, we pray for our government. We pray for our president. In these United States. Remember, oh God, Vice President Kamala Harris. We pray, oh God, for our congressmen and women, oh God. We pray for unity, oh God, in our government. God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray that your justice, oh God, that your love, joy, and peace would flow, oh God, from the White House, oh God, to Congress and to all the saints' homes everywhere, Lord. We pray for peace in homes, peace in churches, peace, oh God, in our communities, Lord. We come against the gun violence. We come against murder, suicide, homicides. God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray that the madness, oh God, of this killing would cease in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our nations. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace in the United States. We pray for peace in the Middle East. Oh God, we pray against the wars that's going on in Israel and Palestine. We pray against these wars, oh God, even, oh God, between Russia and Ukraine. We pray for the wars going on around the world. God, we pray against these wars, Lord. We pray your perfect will be done, Lord. We pray even through the wars, even through the dilemmas of our lives, Lord, that souls would turn to you, oh God, and humble themselves and cry out to you for salvation. For you're the only one that could save us from this world of madness. God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, heal your people everywhere. Those that are sick and afflicted, oh God, we pray for everyone, Lord. We know that you're healing, Jesus, oh God, and you said in your word, oh God, that it's by your stripes that we are healed. So, Lord, we thank you, God. We lift up every prayer request and every unspoken request to you this morning. Just have your way, God. Answer our prayers, and we want to thank you for answering so many, many thousands of our prayers in the past. Lord, we trust you, and we give you all the glory this morning and all the honor for all that you've already done and for what you're yet getting ready to do. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus.
And with the praise and with the worship and the song and the praise and that awesome prayer, I think we all can get off the line now. Okay. Okay. That's good. Yes, Lord. So, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, for the willingness of each and every one on this line this morning, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We just pray that you continue instilling in us what you want, that molded us into the person you want us to be, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Father, we're praying for those that have already been in surgery this month, those that may be going in surgery this month, Lord, be with the doctors, Heavenly Father, the nurses and the techs, Lord. Lord, and give the person that's having surgery, Lord, strengthen them mentally and physically, Heavenly Father, and give them a speedy recovery, Lord. Lord, we are praying for those, wherever they may be, that are crying out to you, Almighty God. Lord, answer their cry, Heavenly Father. Answer their cry. Lord, we pray for those people that live it out on the street, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, put someone in their path, Lord, that they will find shelter to keep them warm, Heavenly Father, and keep them safe, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue showing us grace and mercy, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And pray for those that may be stressed out, Heavenly Father, touch them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And those with memory loss, Heavenly Father, touch them. Only a touch from me, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those in need of jobs, Heavenly Father, that's searching for jobs, Lord, open that door for them, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Father, you are a good, good God, Lord. And we ask that you continue loving on us each and every day, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Let your light shine on us and through us, Almighty God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, work in each and every one of us on this line, those who've been here and not here, Lord, and our family members, Lord. Work in our life for our good, Lord. You know what each and every one of us is going through, Lord. You know every hair on our head, Lord. You know our heart and our mind, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I'm praying that you just answer each and every one of our prayers, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And those that have been waiting for a while, move them next in line for a miracle, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, just be with us each and every minute of every day, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. And order our steps, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Just continue. Putting people in our life to help them for us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Pray for those that may need a financial blessing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Those that are in a storm right now, Lord, bring them out of the storm, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. To those that may be weak, Lord, give them strength. Those that may not have peace, Lord, give them peace, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that may not have patience, Lord, give them patience. Oh, yes, Lord. Whatever we may, in us may be in need of, Lord. Oh, yes, fulfill that need, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We praying for those that have backslid, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Put them on their path to get them a word, Lord, that they too will come back to you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, hallelujah, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we praying for the things that we have not spoken that need, that should have been prayed for, Lord. We're praying for those too, Heavenly Father. Yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And those people that may be bitter, Lord, soften that bitterness, Heavenly Father, that they can be able to love. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I connect all the prayers, not just on this line, but all the prayers that are going on at this hour. So, Father, who art in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us, and everybody we're praying for, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, power, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So at this time, I mute your phone. The line is open for prayer requests, praise reports, testimony, and be mindful of the time, please. Thank you.
Good morning, this is Chris. And I just want to thank God for being able to be here on this prayer line. And I just want to pray for everybody or anybody that's going through this sinus infection. There's a lot of people sick right now from this sinus infection that's going on around. So we just want to keep them in prayer. Amen.
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 Good
morning.
Gladys, I thank God this morning for everyone on the prayer line. Also, you can see that now that what Chris talked about the sinus issues and stuff. A lot of people are sick, and so we're going to continue to keep them lifted up in prayer. Thanking God for my family members, that we had family members come in, and we just had a, you know, just a nice fellowship and stuff, and there was peace, such peace in the household, and everybody got along together. So, and I also want to thank God just for families and unity in the families. I also want to thank God for my sister Mary, that her healing, for her continual healing, because she's been having these problems with her digestive system and stuff. So God to heal that, and just to continue to keep me lifted up in prayer as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Oh, and my brother, Louis James, he's flying here. His name is Louis. He'll be flying for Traveling Mercies, too, this morning.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning and happy new week, everybody. This is Pastor Chaloka, and I am blessed to be here, and I thank God for the prayers and praises that have already gone out. To continue praying for salvation, healing, and deliverance of the lost souls, and to pray for my family this week, the spring break, and we will be traveling as a family, so for traveling mercies and coming back home safely. I'm listening in again. Thank you.
I have a prayer request. Pray for my daughter Charlene, who interviewed for a job. She interviewed twice for that job last week. And pray that God show a favor and touch the people that need to be touched, that they choose her for that position. And also pray for my pain and my knees and my throat. And I'm having problems. I've been having problems with my eyes. I didn't been to the eye doctor, drops, and still going on. And also pray for Ms. Phelps, P-H-E-L-P, that, you know, that God give her determination to do the therapy she did. She didn't want to have a toe cut off months ago, and she's not able to get up and down as she was before. So God give her strength and touch and heal that body of hers. Anyone else? Anyone else have a prayer request?
Yes, good morning.
I can't hear you.
Excuse
me?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Mary. This is a prayer request. I want to thank you for continuing to pray for my sister Peggy. She was put in a facility that she's now getting some help, and just pray that this facility will just keep her until she's well and ready to come home. And want to continue to keep me in prayer as I go to have some major dental work done on tomorrow. Thank you so much for your prayers.
Amen. Good morning. Is there another? Okay. Luke 24:6-7. He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be risen again to the devil. This is what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago. He stooped down from the glory of heaven and the worship of angels and came to be born in a lowly manner on earth. He stooped to be betrayed, mocked, beaten, and crucified on the cross for our sins. We didn't deserve it. We couldn't measure up. We made the mistakes, and we had no defense. He didn't have to come, but he said, Father, I'll stoop down. I'll go low. So low I'll be buried in a grave. So low the enemy will think that I'm defeated. But the good news is that he didn't stay there. He defeated sin, death, and hell for you and me. That's how he's not only all-powerful, resurrected Savior, but he is the God who stoops. He comes to your messy places, meets you where you are, rescues and restores you even when it was your fault. Defends you when you knew better. Drowns out the accusing voices all around you and sets you in a place of honor as his child. That's to the depth. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, 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 yes. Romans 6:13-4 says, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as being alive from the dead, and your members an instrument of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but on the grace, Romans 6:13-14. You make the choice, but God makes the changes. The Apostle Paul was not subtle speaking to Christians. Paul demanded that we make a choice. That choice is based upon the remarkable spiritual fact that before you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, you were spiritually dead. As a result of being spiritually dead and separated from God, you made choices with your mind, body, and emotions that result in unrighteousness. Perhaps you made some bad decisions, and as a result of the disappointment and hurt, you turned to Jesus for forgiveness and help. If so, then Paul's message is for you. His challenge is simple. Just as you made choices that hurt others because of unrighteousness, you can make other choices. You can do this because you have become a Christian and you are alive spiritually. Your motivation and desires have changed. So change your choices. Since you are alive to God, make choices regarding your mind, body, and emotions that are righteous. Remember then, choosing to go against God, make decisions that honor and respect the God you love. The apostle closed with this fabulous truth that removes all excuses. Sin shall have no power over you. You are alive. You are free from sin. So make righteous choices. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us power to make right choices so you can make the change. Amen, amen, amen. Okay. So, if I want to make sure that we don't overlook anybody, did anybody want to give a prayer request? They haven't given one? Okay. So right now, this is a new week. what we're going to do is everybody can unmute the phones. What we're going to do is everybody can get, you don't have to give one, but give something that you are grateful for that God done for you. Well, me, I had bilateral knee replacement. Even though things not going right, I thank God for me just being able to walk. Because I have heard of people getting both done. Two people I heard of, anyway, and never walked again after getting those knee replacements. They never walked again. So I am grateful to God that I am able to walk, even in spite of this pain in my knees and my hip that started after sometime later. I just thank God just for being able to walk. Hallelujah. So the lines are open. Give something that you thank God for.
I thank God just for just life and just suffering, pointing the finger back at myself in each and every day, no matter how many times a day. Thanking God for just showing me things that I need to be careful about concerning me. And it was saying, you know, check out your own soul salvation to see whether you be in the faith. So I'm always, you know, I continually do that now because some things are hidden within us that we don't even know that are there. But when we ask God to speak, I mean, to turn the spotlight on us and to see, check us and see if there's any wicked way in us, thing in us, he will do it. So I thank God just for that.
Amen.
You did.
If there's not another, is there another? Okay. So what we're going to do now, we're going to do a corporate prayer. And if you come up with something that you think you didn't call out, you can do it at this time while we are praying for the prayer requests. So just everyone, I'll meet you live and come in and let's pray.
Oh, yes, Lord. I turn it over to the person that opened the line up.
that you. We bless God this morning, and we just thank God. We thank our sister Marie for bringing forth the word of encouragement and the prayer, praise, and singing this morning. We just thank God for all everybody that's on the prayer line, and let it be a joyful day, just as it was on yesterday. It will be a joyful day today and throughout this week. Thank God for a new beginning, a new week, and we just give him glory today. We continue to pray for Pastor Bunnage, that God will just continue to just keep her and travel in mercy and grace. Be with her. So I thank God for everybody on the prayer line, and we'll see you again and hear from you again on tomorrow. God bless each of you. Have a wonderful day.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive, in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman is deeper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.